You are listening to the Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators Podcast with President and Founder Elizabeth Inman and co-host Kim Spence Mullen. This podcast provides a variety of topics that affect you as a federal employee. Our mission at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators is to get to know you and understand your needs, wants, and long-term goals. Now, let's join Elizabeth and Kim.
Welcome to podcast number 13 for Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. This is TSP Transition Central, and we have interrupted our regularly scheduled podcast. If you happened to go back to podcast number one and started listening, and we were talking about the TSP Millionaire ebook, and then we, of course, went to also then an interruption because of what was happening in the federal government. That legislation had been passed that the president had signed, and part of the all of what we've said along the way is that we will update you on pertinent information as it comes out in real time, that there are times where we do have to interrupt some of those regularly scheduled podcasts because something like this, as major as it is, that's affecting over 6 million people in the federal government and postal service, we are here for you. Elizabeth is president of Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators. And as we mentioned before, if you have a question, please email her. If you have something you want her to address on the podcast, but also let your friends know about these particular podcasts especially. There are dates that we're getting ready to talk about today that are so critical for you to know. In fact, I mean, you know, if you happen to have a calendar, you might want to write some things down. If you happen to have a notebook with you, take a few notes. And but that's why podcasts are so great, because you can go back and re-listen if you need to. But Elizabeth, we started this series on Transition Central for the TSP about, we talked a little bit about why, a little bit about the dates, but also then we talked about the background of kind of what's behind it all. And now we're going to talk about dates that are so important.
Yes, these key transition dates really are key transition dates. It's going to start May the 16th and go through the first week of June, although there are several activities that's going to continue way past June as well. All transactions are going to be temporarily unavailable May the 26th to the first week of June. And then full access and all transactions will be restored sometime the first week of June. Now, I find it extremely interesting. As a retired TSP participant, that we don't have an end date. It's the first week of June.
Yeah.
So another reason to kind of stay posted, to pay attention, to log into your account when you're able to log into your account. Because again, you're going to have a period of time in here starting May 26th that you can't.
Mm-hmm.
But up till that time, stay up on this. Mm-hmm. Understand what the dates are. They will eventually have a date when everything will be restored. But for now, it's the first week of June. There's also a few things I want you to remember. Your contributions and payments to the TSP will continue. I know we're all surprised by that, right? They'll still take your money. During the transition period, your TSP savings are going to be fully invested in the TSP funds that you have chosen. Now, this is a key point, because starting May the 26th, you cannot make changes to the funds that you've chosen. Mm. So important to know in this volatile market. You know, on the day that we're recording this podcast, this is one of those days you don't even like to look at, because you're wondering how much money I lost in TSP, unless you're in the G fund.
Mm-hmm.
What if there's a series of those back to back, back to back? I mean, again, this is about being informed. This is about understanding that you're going to be locked out of those transactions starting May the 26th until the first week of June. Now, payroll contributions and loan payments will continue, and the installment payments that are actually scheduled to be paid during that transition time, May 24th to May the 31st, they're going to be dispersed early on May the 23rd. Important dates to remember. And then one of the things to understand is exactly what's going to take place on this May the 16th. Record keeping services are going to be moved to a new provider, and you got to know how your transactions are affected by this. After the transaction, you're actually going to be able to use new features and will be able to complete new and more transactions online than what you were able to before. The end result of this is very, very good, being able to do more things online. But during the transition period, your savings are going to remain invested in the TSP funds that you've elected. We're going to say that over and over and over again. But you, in order to ensure that there's a smooth transition, that account's going to be suspended and access to the online tools and forms and everything else is not going to be accessible for a period of time starting May 16th, going all the way through the first week of June. Things like your beneficiary designations, court order requests, any kind of form submission, investment transactions, loan requests, even my account access is going to be suspended, Thriftline services, and then even the withdrawal and distribution. So I'm going to talk specifically about some of those. You know, the transition period that begins on May the 16th, that ends the first full week of June, has the suspension dates for each of these type of transactions. And it's going to vary according to the transaction. So that's another thing that makes this so difficult. It's not like just a blanket date. It's going to vary per transaction type. Doesn't that make it fun? So you're really encouraged to consider whether or not this transition period is going to affect your retirement planning if you're planning to retire, especially if you were going to request any transactions in the near future. This impacts that. So they didn't pick the most popular date to retire to do the transition, but there's still a lot of people that retire during this period of time. So while your current TSP investments will remain active during this transition period, they're going to temporarily suspend the investment changes. That starts May the 26th. So that means you won't be able to change your investment choices during that period of time. So you need to go in and review your current investment choices and make sure that they still align with your retirement goals and your investing philosophy. Keep in mind that once you've established those retirement goals and a saving strategy that's going to meet your needs, then you're going to have the best results if you stick to your plan. So you're going to find, you know, a calendar of these events on your TSP.gov website. You'll hear us talking about them here on this podcast. We're going to have posts on Facebook. You can find us at Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, both Facebook and on YouTube. And our website, as Kim mentioned, is febcnow.com. I would recommend that you just make these, you know, your first go-to. This is where I get information from, are those places that I just mentioned. So detailed transition period. We're going to talk about the beneficiary designations and how those have to be submitted before that May 16th date. The last day to use the online tool in the My Account to get a form fill, TSP3 designation beneficiary form, and the last day to upload those forms in it is May 16th. So important dates to remember. Court orders is May 26th, the last day for TSP to receive those retirement benefit court orders. And May 26th is the last day for the TSP to receive any child support court orders. So you see, Kim,
huge.
Yeah, we're talking about major parts of people's lives.
Yes, and these are things that affect your everyday life. And I was thinking about one of the last podcasts, I said something to the effect of, what if I'm supposed to retire during that time? And you've addressed that a little bit, but what in the world do I do?
Yeah. You need to make plans ahead of time.
Yeah.
And know these dates so that you can understand what you can do prior to and what you're going to have to wait till after if you're retiring between May the 16th and May the 31st. You know, the forms, the deadline on the forms, actually today today happens to be April 29th. It's not the day this podcast is going to air, but April 29th was the last day that you could request paper forms and plan materials through the thrift line. So if you're listening to this podcast, that deadline is already on you.
Wow.
Now, the exception to that is the paper form TSP 20 loan application, and it was only available until April the 8th. So that's long been passed. So it's too late to do a loan right now. And then May the 16th at 4 p.m. is the last day to access all the forms on TSP.gov. And then once again, May 16th, that magical date, May 16th, is the last day to access online tools in the My Account. And it's also the last day to upload forms in the My Account. So then that takes us to the investments. Deadlines for the investments. May 16th, last day to complete your rollover or transfer request. And you've got to do that by submitting those forms and the checks if applicable. So form TSP 60 is the request to transfer into the TSP, and TSP 60R is the request for a Roth transfer into the TSP. That's if you're putting funds into the TSP. So they've got to receive those requests and the checks by May the 16th. And then noon on May the 26th is the last day to make investment transactions, including interfund transfers and changes to contribution allocations. I cannot emphasize that enough, that you will not be able to make interfund transfers and changes to your contribution allocations. And then your loans, you know, we've already passed the deadline. April the 8th was the last day to request a paper loan. April 21st was the last day to submit the paper form. And then May 16th, it was the last day, will be the last day. If you've already completed those forms, send them in by the deadlines. May the 16th is the last day that you'll be able to complete loan agreements. And the online tools in the My Account will be available until 11:59 p.m. on May the 16th.
These are all TSP transitions that are getting ready to take place and are taking place, have taken place. I mean, again, it's like the dominoes stacking, you know, it's the one is affecting the other, the next. And so that's why we are doing these podcasts, is to be able to bring this pertinent information to our friends that are listening today. And if you have a question, and some things you may think that you know, there's not a stupid question, by the way. If you have a question, you think, well, I think that's what she was meaning by this, please email Elizabeth and ask. Don't ever feel like that it's not something that's worthy of asking, or that maybe you feel like would be repetition, because we'd rather you ask the question and be able to get answers to you than to go unanswered. So please email Elizabeth at elizabeth@febcnow.com, and that's where the website is, by the way. It's febcnow.com, and that there will also be information on Facebook, on Instagram. As we go through these next weeks, of course, we're having multiple podcasts on the subject, but that's why we're calling it TSP Transition Central.
And we'll just wrap it up. Some of the deadlines for your thrift line and any other kind of correspondence with the TSP. The last day that you can use your secure message center to submit account-specific inquiries is May the 16th. After that date, that secure message center will be read-only until May 26th, and messages will not transfer to the new system after the transition. So don't put in a message thinking it's going to roll over after that date. And then May the 17th is the last day for the TSP to receive your written correspondence by mail or fax, either one. Things like, you know, general questions, but real important things like subpoenas, tax levy requests, things like that, even legal documents. May 17th is that deadline. May the 26th at 9 p.m. is the last day that you can call the thrift line and speak to a TSP representative or use that automated response system for account transactions. Critical dates, folks. Mm-hmm. Critical shutdowns of services and availability to you for your money inside the thrift savings plan. And then April the 29th was the last day that you could request paper forms during this transition time. Forms like the TSP age-based in-service withdrawal request, TSP 76 financial hardship in-service withdrawal request, TSP 95 changes to your installment payments, and the final one, that TSP 99 withdrawal request for separated and beneficiary participants. So if you had made plans to access your funds through those forms, April the 29th was the deadline. You've already missed it, guys. May the 16th, last day to complete withdrawal requests, and then the online tools in the My Account will be available until 11:59 p.m. So TSP has to receive your request and any supporting documents for new and pending requests by that date, May 16th, 11:59 p.m., and they won't be able to process your request. So if that's the case, then you're going to have to submit a new request after the transition period ends the first week of June. Sound complicated?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yes. Absolutely. Yes, yes. But never fear.
That's right.
That's what we, you know, we, again, this is about giving information to you, and we are here for you. Elizabeth has walked the roads of a lot of different transitions in the Postal Service and with federal retirement. Those areas, Elizabeth, you've experienced a lot of change and transitions, and you've survived them all.
I did, and you will too.
Yeah.
And we're here to just try to help that survival go a little quicker and easier.
Yeah.
We will get to the other side of this, that's for sure.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us today at TSP Transition Central.
Thank you for joining us today. At Federal Employee Benefit Coordinators, we want to help you develop, implement, and monitor a strategy that's designed to address your individual situation. Call us at 833-693-3388 or on the web at febcnow.com.